Hoshea Perek Aleph, Pasuk Gimel. So Hoshea and Perek Beis was commanded to marry a notorious woman of easy virtue, a woman who sold her body to other men, and then become a father for her children. And the reason for this is that the land is faithless and has departed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and has strayed. Eretz Yisrael, Klal Yisrael, is strayed on their husband. Dr. Mendel Hirsch says, for the most holy purpose, by the holiest of bonds, he is to enter into matrimony with a person who, in spite of her past, or rather precisely because of it, he is still to win her over to the purity of Jewish married life. So again, some of Farshim do point out that a man whose wife strayed and was unfaithful to him has to divorce her, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is refusing that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to bring us over back to the right side to see the value of what a truly holy, intimate, personal, interpersonal relationship can be between a man and a woman, with us being the woman and the example. And so he did so. Vayilach vayikach es gomer bas divloyim. And so he went and he took Gomer, the daughter of Divloyim, who was apparently a notorious a prostitute of the time. It's funny, we call somebody a Gomer, like Gomer Pyle. They may have unwittingly taken a name that they wish they hadn't taken for a 1950 simpleton. Batahar Batelo Dobain, and she became pregnant, and she bore him a son. And the son is clearly identified, Malbim points out, as the son of Hoshea. She bore him a son. No questions about his patrilineage. And who is the son representative of? So almost all the Mefarshim agree, the son represents the generation or the individual, Yeravam Sheni, Jeroboam II, son of Yehoash, son of somebody else, son of Yehu, who had executed Achav. And this is part of a dynasty that is going to end violently ultimately, but Yeravam is going to be the king for a very good long time. He is kind of the son of the fallen woman. Yeravam, the generation, their behavior. He reigned for 41 years. He returned the boundary of the 10 tribes to the largest it ever was. So it's a very interesting time to be talking to Yeravam. So this Yeravam, Jeroboam II, becomes king in the Jewish year, 3112, and then dies in 3152, 3153, and then his son Zechariah becomes king for 6 months, and then there's a rebellion, an assassination, and the next king is only king for 1 month, and that's the end of Yehu. So the dynasty of Yehu effectively ends with Jeroboam II, and that is coming from faithlessness, even though Yehu had been commanded to kill Achav. But nevertheless, he went astray like everybody else did with the Baal. Dalad Bayomer Hashem Elov. Hashem said to Hoshea, Kiroshemo Yisrael. Name the son that you have, Yisrael. Yisrael can also mean, Rashi says, the scattered ones. Zera. They are scattered across the land. And so you're prophesying that they're going to be exiled, and they're going to be sown like seeds across the people and the land. So name him Yisrael. The idea that when Navos was murdered by Achav, and King Yehoram was murdered, Izebel, the 70 sons of Achav, all of this done by Yehu, the murderer. I gave a shiur about him this past Shavuos. He really, quite bloodthirsty in great detail. All of this is going to end in blood and tremendous death, and all in the Valley of Yisrael. Ki od ma'at, because in a short time, ufakadati es demei Yisrael al beis Yehu. I am going to bring an account. I'm going to visit. I'm going to avenge the blood of Yisrael on the house of Yehu. V'hishbati mamluchus beis Yisrael, and I will terminate the kingdom of the house of Israel. Now, those are two separate things, because we're going to terminate the dynasty of Yehu, which was promised to four different rulers, and Yeravam ben Yoash is only the third, but there's going to be two very short ones after him, and they're not going to amount to anything. So this is his son Zechariah was assassinated. Yeravam too. Hey, v'ha'ya bayomahu, and it will be on that day. It'll come to pass for Shavarti as Keshes Yisrael be'emek Yisrael. I will break the bow of Yisrael in the valley of Yisrael. So the strength and might of the 10 tribes is going to be shattered when all this death is avenged. And now another son. Vavataharod vateled bas. And she conceived again. And she bore a daughter. This is the weaker generation that follows Yeravam Shani. Jeroboam too has a mighty generation, 41 years expanding borders. Zechariah, who reigns for 6 months and then is assassinated, that's a much weaker generation. And notice this one, the Mefarshim don't talk about it, but this one, the other one says, Vatar vateled lo bain. She conceived and bore him a son. This one says she conceived and she bore a daughter, but it doesn't say she bore to him a daughter. So a very small, subtle points that are made here to show that, again, he's no longer certain. The Malbim brings in, he's no longer certain that this is his child. And he is supposed to call the child an interesting name. By Yomer lo Kiroshima lo Ruchama. Call her name Lo Ruchama. Not Ruchama, the one I love, the one I have mercy on, the one I care about, but Lo Ruchama, the one who's not beloved. The father of a child of uncertain parentage is not going to love that child as much as the one that he knows is his. You're just going to be constantly looking at the face and looking for something where she resembles the mailman or something, and not, or a client or something else. This is the great tragedy of what happens when you're in an unfaithful relationship. Ki lo Yosef od arachem as Beis Yisrael. And of course, it's not just about Hosea's personal feelings about the child. It's also HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, I'm not going to have any clemency, I'm not going to have any mercy anymore on the house of Israel. Ki naso esal lohem. Instead, I'm going to mete out their portion of what they deserve. So I'm not going to put up with it anymore. If they do tshuva, I'll forgive them. But I'm not going to have rachmanis on Malchus Yisrael anymore. And I'm going to bring upon them, says Radak, an enemy who's going to exile them, destroy their land. Everything is going to come crashing down. So poor Hosea is really living not the dream, but the nightmare of what the 10 tribes are all about. And remember that he's from a Shevet, if he is in fact from Reuven, that is going to be exiled before all the rest of them put together.